Manchester's drinking water comes from Lake Massabesic, just east of the city. On the shore of that lake, there's this sprawling complex, and David Miller, who works for Manchester Waterworks, shows me the largest water filter in the state.
Today, probably about 2.5 to 3 million gallons of water is running through each one of these filters right now.
The math is a little eye-popping. In this cavernous, immaculately cleaned room, there are 8 filters, each the size of a large backyard swimming pool. On average, 18 million gallons a day runs through here on the way to the city. The water is filtered with ozone, then carbon, then chemicals.
If you test this water for lead, how much lead is in this water?
We wouldn't find any lead in this water. It doesn't come from the lake. It doesn't come from the treatment process.
That's true across the state. Source water in New Hampshire is pretty much universally uncontaminated by lead. So that begs the question, how did lead get into Manchester schools? It has less to do with the way we filter water and more with how that water corrodes infrastructure. Christine Bowman with the Department of Environmental Services says schools are particularly vulnerable.
The infrastructure tends to be older. Budgets have been squeezed over the years.
And that's where the kids are who are most sensitive
exactly.
to lead.
So then we have the most vulnerable population there, spending many hours of their day there and consuming water there.
The pipes that run from Lake Massabesic to schools in Manchester are lead-free, but there is still lead in plumbing inside homes and schools, minimal amounts in soldering, sink fixtures, and water fountains. If water flows past the lead, there's no problem. But when the water sits stagnant in the pipes, like let's say during summer vacation, lead leaches out. That means if schools don't flush pipes after summer break or even after a long weekend, kids in those schools could get some lead exposure. The water crisis in Flint prompted DES to write a letter to school districts.
I completely agree that we do not expect to uncover a Flint type of situation.
Christine Bowman with DES says the agency has no authority to make schools test for lead, but last spring they asked schools to do just that. And as of the start of this school year, only 6 school districts out of 176 had responded to DES. Of the 6 that tested for lead, only Nashua shared the results with state public health officials.
One of the big issues with lead is that the effects of lead exposure can't be remedied. Over time, they can just be managed.
This fall, DES will send a survey out to all school districts in the state. The hope is to get a picture of which schools are testing their water and what they're doing if they find lead. Schools in Manchester are now replacing lead fixtures and water fountains, and officials say the water there is safe. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.